The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of Spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
As I'm sure you know by now, I'm originally from Winston-Salem, North Carolina, but I lived for just as long, if not longer, in New York City, so I'm kind of what they call a New Carolinian. And then, 20 years ago, I moved out here to Los Angeles, California, where I have been since then. But I'm saying all this to say that Cinco de Mayo has a whole new connotation out here in California. I mean, this time of year is really a big deal in California, particularly Los Angeles. So I wanted to take this moment just to say, Happy Cinco de Mayo, everybody. And muchas gracias por todos, Mexico, and all of my other Latino friends and family. Yeah, this is a really exciting time. And I think that there are things that we can take away from this celebration. Whether you're Mexican or whether you're in California or not, it is something that has spread across the nation and across cultures. I mean, what I'm learning, what you're going to hear today from my girlfriend, I have a girlfriend, Guadalupe, who's going to tell us all the history and some of the fun facts about Cinco de Mayo. And also we're going to talk about the history, because what I'm understanding is that it's just not a Mexican thing anymore. It's like so many different factions of the Latino culture have come together to say, yeah, we're going to celebrate all of our rich heritage, all of our Latino culture. And I say, I'm joining you guys because I like to celebrate diversity. And chances are, if you're listening here to Rolanda on Demand, you feel the same way. You may be asking, why do we even celebrate Cinco de Mayo, which means the 5th of May, by the way? But as I often say on these celebrative podcasts, that, you know, these days last every day. Earth Day is every day. Cinco de Mayo is every day. You know, the happiness of the holiday should be every day. But anyway, back to Cinco de Mayo. It's celebrated to commemorate the Mexican army winning the Battle of Puebla during the Franco-Mexican War. This was back in 1862. Gee. Mexican Americans in California began celebrating Cinco de Mayo just the year after, just to show the solidarity with Mexico against French rule. Now, here in the United States, the holiday has developed over time into a general celebration of Mexican culture and heritage. And I say, you know, those, it's like the gorgeous mosaic, the rainbow of humanity. And goodness knows the colors when you say Mexico. Do you see all those colors flaring and the costumes? And oh my God, do I smell some burritos? Do I smell refried beans? You hear my mouth watering here, right? Do I, my favorite, jalapeno margarita. Ooh, Lord have mercy. You can tell I'm about to have a good time. Anyway, let's get back to the Battle of Pueblo. Now, the reason this battle was so significant is because the Mexican army was totally outnumbered, 2-1 by the superior French army. The battle lasted all day, May 5th, 1862. And let me tell you something, by the time that battle was over, those Mexicans whooped some ass, I gotta say. Nearly 500 French soldiers lay there dead, while Mexico lost fewer than 100 soldiers. Now, that may not be the biggest victory during the war, I will admit, but it was considered a major symbolic victory because of the Mexican resistance. Let me tell you what that one resistance did for America, really. I mean, everything we do has like a ripple effect. And this is one of those examples. You see, And this is where journalism comes in so handy, because you got to put things in perspective when you're talking about things that we stop and celebrate. I mean, they're not only because of what they represent in terms of their very own thing. I mean, the reason the Battle of Puebla was so symbolic is because of the Mexican resistance, people uniting, getting together, turning it over 5-1, and they won. But you also got to look at the relevance of things. What else was happening at that time that made it celebrated not just by Mexicans, not just by Mexico, but a whole United States of mind? People all across humanity can relate to Cinco de Mayo. Because during this time, and you can hear me, I get real choked up talking about this kind of stuff. I love this. But during this time, the United States was engaged in the Civil War. And California at that time, we're going back like, what'd I say, 1862? Back at that time, California decided, hey, look, let's back up the Union. We're in the middle of the Civil War. Let's take a stand. Let's stand up for something. And California stood up for the Union. Thank God. Anyway, when Mexican Americans in California heard about the Battle of Puebla victory, well, they spread the news. And that helped give inspiration to the Union forces in the Civil War. They were like, if the Mexicans can get together and whoop some ass against the French, then we can certainly get together and whoop some ass against the people who believe in slavery. But back to my story. Anyway, when the Civil War was all over, the United States was able to help Mexico defeat France and restore independence. So it's a Mexican-American thing, y'all. May 5th, Mexican-Americans join forces against the French and whoop some ass to restore independence. Now, over the time, Cinco de Mayo has turned into one huge American celebration. We celebrate Mexican culture. We celebrate our United States of heritage here in America. And, of course, that includes a bunch of great parades and some great music. My God, some great music. And, of course, there's a lot of dancing. Mariachi, salsa, rumba, merengue, and that delicious food. And thank goodness for the rest of us gringos, it's not just Mexico, it's all of the Latino cultures that we're celebrating today and every day. But here's the real irony. Get this, you know, history always gives you a little morsel to say, what the heck? But the irony in this one is that as much as we celebrate Cinco de Mayo here in the United States, it's not widely celebrated in Mexico, except in the state of Puebla. Happy Cinco de Mayo. Hey, listen, you're going to hear from my friend Guadalupe more about Cinco de Mayo and the Mexican heritage and culture right after this on Rolanda On Demand.
It's road time.
Welcome to Rolanda On Demand.
I love my podcast because we not only tackle the tough issues of the day, but we deal with hot topics, celebrity interviews, and information that can help you in your business or relationships.
This is Rolanda On Demand.
Hey, don't forget to subscribe. Hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any other great, wonderful podcasts I have coming up. And go check out some of the ones I've already posted, like the one about the secrets to success from chicken soup guru Jack Canfield. I also talked to the brand new Emmy Award winner, the number one court show on TV, Judge Greg Mathis, who talks about some serious issues like prison reform and what he's doing to help those incarcerated in Detroit, his hometown, where you know he was once a thug, just between you and me. Also, I talked to Dr. Maya Angelou in one of my last interviews with my very own Auntie Maya. So she shares her wisdom with you. Also, if you have a tattoo, hey girl, do you know at one time that thing was banned for women? But we've taken over that industry just like so much. The business of tattoos and the history, the secret history of women and tattoo. So there's a lot going on. Go back and check it out. For you earthlings who love to save the earth, I have Every Day is Earth Day. Check out that one. Some good ways that we can learn to recycle at home with our families. And speaking of families, Take the family out for a good Mexican meal tonight. Yeah, that's right. I agree. My telephone agreed there. Thank you, Siri. So take your family out. Do something that says, hey, let's reach out and discover something new about a different culture. Let's learn something about diversity. Ooh, what a beautiful word that is, diversity.
Para todos mis los amigos latinos, que usted gracias por tu rica cultura, que hace que todo el mundo un lugar mejor. Gracias, mis amigos, porque todas sus contribuciones a Estados Unidos hoy y todos los días. Feliz Cinco de Mayo, hermana Rolanda.
Anyway, Rolanda on Demand is kind of like the University of Diversity because I like to celebrate that. So go out and do that. Now listen, we're going to get back with my friend Guadalupe right after this here on Rolanda on Demand.
Bold Radio, it's Rolanda.
I've been hearing these women beat up on these men.
The guys in the studio are like, yeah, Robert!
Oh, yeah. Majority of the problems that the single men have, the women don't want to step up to the bat and be women.
Whoa!
They do not want to cook nothing to eat. They don't want to go over to a guy's house and clean their house. But they want to get married.
Guys are screaming in here, Robert.
Talk, listen, connect.
Hey, don't forget to follow me on social media at Rolanda Watts. That's RolondaWatts at Rolanda Watts on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and go and check out the Rolanda Watts channel on YouTube. Now, let's get back to our show.
Guadalupe, this is Miss Prado. Welcome to the Rolanda Show.
Hello, thank you.
Today I'm going to call myself Rolanda.
That's very good.
Tell us, what is Cinco de Mayo all about?
Well, originally, it is a very small battle that had great significance in Mexican history. It was when a very small army of Mexican Indians and mestizos overthrew the very powerful French army on May 5th in 1962. And it has evolved into something much, much more that, in fact, in Mexico is not celebrated much, but in this country has become a huge celebration.
Why has it become a huge celebration here as opposed to in Mexico?
Well, I think it's more symbolic. You know, I think that it began as a very powerful tradition for Mexican Americans in this country to take one day and symbolically say, okay, this is a day that we are going to share with everybody else our food, our culture, our music. And it went from being something that was originally almost exclusively Mexican-American to now being, you know, widespread Latino.
Oh, you know, that's what I was going to ask, because there's such a huge Latino population in America that represents so many different countries and cultures. And I was going to ask, does Cinco de Mayo include all the different cultures?
Absolutely. I think because it has become more of a symbolic date, I think you still find that at its very core, you know, it's still the propaganda is still the Mexican food and Mexican beers, and you know, it's become very commercialized in that sense. And many people in the community have resented that, particularly by the beer companies who have really profited from making a huge, commercial event out of Cinco de Mayo. But other than that, I think in general we welcome to have an all-inclusive day and to showcase our culture.
The Latino culture is such a beautiful, rich culture. The food is delicious. The music is out of sight. The costumes. And so there are family festivals going on all over the country, I would think, other than just the big cities.
Absolutely. It's the best way for people to get to know each other is through culture.
That's right. Listen, I am so into reggaeton. You know, it's a mixture of reggae and Spanish music.
Absolutely.
I think that is the coolest thing. I'm just, you know, I'm a kid at heart, but man, I can love that reggaeton.
Good rhythm, huh?
Yeah, great rhythm. So look, you get your little groove on, a little salsa, a little hip hop, a little mixture. You know, it's like, wow.
Yes.
But I love that, and that's what we're celebrating is the bringing together of so many cultures. And boy, the music and the food. And I understand you're going to have lots of things for the kids, like pinata games and soccer clinics and Latino arts and crafts, and even Maya and Miguel, the PBS television characters, are going to be there.
The kids really get into it, and they play a huge role in organizing this event as well.
Well, listen, do you know something, Guadalupe? They play an important role in passing on culture and tradition and being proud of who they are.
Absolutely.
That's what we're depending upon. So that's good stuff. Check your area. Go on the internet or call your local, call your mayor and ask what's going on in our town for Cinco de Mayo. And maybe introduce something to your children. Maybe go out for a good Mexican meal and celebrate Cinco de Mayo.
Bold Radio, it's Rolanda.
Let me tell you what a lot of women sound like when they're looking on the internet dating services.
Okay. You are not going to believe this, but there are women searching for young men on that internet. And girl, they say that women who are 40 are looking for them as young as 28. They're prowling. They are actually called cougars.
There's more Rolanda next. Bold Radio, it's Rolanda.
So I go out to the restaurant. Charles says, oh, you look divine with your hanging moons. I said, my what? Pointing to my chest. And I'm going, first of all, Charles, I love you to death. You're my friend. But in America, you don't look at a woman and say, hanging anything. I said, couldn't you have said something like rising sunsets, my cresting ellipses? He says, that was a compliment where I come from.
There's more Rolanda next.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Rolanda on Demand. I hope you'll subscribe. I hope you'll rate the show. And I hope you'll give me a really nice review. In the meantime, stay in contact with me at Rolanda Watts. That's RolondaWatts at Rolanda Watts. And that's on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn. And you can follow me at Rolanda.com. Thanks so much for listening. I can't do it without you. Now, go out there and do something good.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.